Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And Rob, I think where we left off, I wanted to ask you a little bit about training for new franchisees. What's that like?
Well, for most of our brands, we bring them in here to Ann Arbor, Michigan, for one full week of training.
Right.
Of course, we cover just about everything, financials, software, employee management, policies, legal things, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go in the field for 1 week, and depending on which brand, it's either going to be a person going to work with one of our very established, successful franchisees.
Right.
So, for instance, they might go out and talk to customers with that franchisee. They'll interact with employees. They might even interview some employees and things like that. And then typically within a week or two after that, we'll send out a home office person to work with them in person and make sure the office is set up properly, make sure they're following everything, they're doing everything right.
Right.
So there's quite a bit of hand-holding up front from all the service brands organizations.
That's good, and that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got to get them off on the right foot there.
Absolutely. What's a typical day like, Rob, as a Service Brands International franchisee? Again, I guess it depends on, you know, what brand we're talking about, but...
Yeah, it does, and I'm always careful not to... you know, not to oversimplify.
Right.
For the interest of this interview, I have to simplify, but I want to make it clear to people that are listening, any business they start is going to be hard work, at least the first 6 to 12 months, and that's no different for any of our brands. But for Molly Maid and Handyman, typically the owner would come in the morning, start to prepare and organize their day, and our software helps with a great deal of that. The employees start to come in. They're going to give employees direction for the day. And so either the owner would be doing this, or as they get more established, they might have an office manager who will do this for them, thus allowing our franchise owner to, you know, sleep in if they want or take the kids to school, whatever they like to do.
Right.
They might be doing estimates with customers throughout the day, ordering supplies, interacting with vendors. They usually sprinkle in a few quality checks, make sure the customers are happy. And then typically at the end of the day, they're going to wrap up with the employees, find out how the day went, collect the money, and so on.
Great.
For dry clean, they're going to be marketing that business with our proprietary marketing system, which is pretty simple. They're going to be picking up and dropping off dry cleaning to customers and interacting with their dry cleaning facility, which is usually a facility or a dry cleaning plant that they contract with. They don't necessarily own that plant.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons we can keep dry clean pretty low-cost investment.
Right.
For Ducks, again, which is an owner-operator business, in the beginning, they're going to do some of the work. So they're going to get up and clean some ducks. Not everybody has to do it that way, but it's the way we recommend it.
Okay.
And they're also going to be going out and networking and trying to build that sales side of the business. As that one grows, they can eventually hire someone to just do the work for them. Then the owner-operator would be out just kind of selling the business in the local market.
Great.
I think you brought up a good point, Rob, about when too many people out there think invest in a franchise, hey, I'm going to start making money right away. You know, like any business, franchise,
right.
Non-franchise. Bottom line is it's hard work. You got to work hard and you know, follow the franchise system. It's going to take a little bit of time before you can start making money. There's no quick, you know, get rich quick. It's going to require work, and if you follow the system and do the hard work, you know, it'll come eventually.
Yeah, I don't think you can stress that point enough either in what you guys do or we do here when we talk with candidates. You know, if someone's making $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, whatever it is they're making, they can't expect to replace that immediately. And if they prepare themselves and, more importantly, their family for that, if they get that family support, then they can do it. But they can't come talking to us expecting to replace it in 2 weeks or 2 months. It's going to take some effort.
My financing services, we're pre-qualifying people. Us and our lenders like to see that they have some money to fall back on besides, you know, having a down payment on a loan. You know, we like to see that they have that buffer space. They have some cash reserve money to live on as they're starting up the business. Besides the working capital we're going to include in the loan to help them out with expenses for the business. So, yeah, we like to see that people sometimes can not even have to take a first-year salary, although most franchises will be profitable the first year they'll make money. But, yeah, it's a good point. They're just going to need some time.
Yeah, and I think if you're doing that on the funding side and the franchisor is doing things right on their side, then everything clicks and it's properly communicated to the candidate. You just got to make sure that all that stuff truly is clicking for everybody.
Right. And like with any new business, I guess, of course, sales is so important, and I know that's part of your training, part of the marketing and so forth. Sometimes you look for people to have a little bit of sales experience, and you know, when people are going through the approval process, you know, like people to have a little bit of that experience, or that really doesn't matter at all?
For most of our businesses, not really. I mean, you'd be surprised. We put a person out on the West Coast for Molly Maid who used to be a psychologist.
Wow.
So you don't necessarily need sales skills for our businesses. You just need kind of human relation skills.
Right.
And who better besides a psychologist to understand human relations? I mean, there's probably not a problem she hasn't seen out there. But no, for most of our businesses, you don't need that. The only one that needs just a touch of it is going to be the Ducks owner, who's got to get up the nerve to go knock on some doors and open up some accounts.
Right.
But it's a fairly simple process. It's not what I would call real cold call type sales.
Right. You being a franchising expert, of course, Rob, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Well, I had a number of things here. I hope I can whittle this list down. First and foremost is make sure that they do their homework. We got guys climbing on their ducks right now, it sounds like, here at the building. So make sure they do their homework. I highly recommend a book called Street Smart Franchising.
Yeah, I've seen that book. I've actually read that one, Rob.
Yeah, by Joe Matthews, who's just a heck of a guy. So make sure they do their homework. Make sure they find something that plays to their skill set, matches their lifestyle, and helps them achieve goals. Because I find a lot of people immediately get focused on, you know, I like tacos, so I think I'll buy a Taco John's franchise,
right,
or whatever it might be. And that's their first gut reaction. And they need to figure out, you know, how do I want my life to look? And so if I like my nights and weekends, maybe I don't want retail. Maybe I want a home service business. So they got to think about that. Don't get too hung up on franchise agreements and contracts and legalese. At the end of the day, it truly is about partnering with good people. That's what we look for, and that's what the franchisees should be looking for. So I'd encourage people to make sure they talk with others in the franchise organization,
right,
go attend a discovery day. I mean, you got to kind of touch and feel these people to make sure you're partnering up with good people.
Absolutely.
Make sure they're adequately funded, and then, as we've already discussed, make sure they work their tail off that first year or two to make sure that they increase the odds of success.
Right. Great. So that's really, sticking with being an entrepreneur, some of the characteristics, I guess those are some of the main points then. Just do your homework, be funded, of course, and, just do what you can.
And work hard, yeah.
Absolutely. What are the future plans of Service Brands International, Rob? You kind of hinted at a couple things in the future, but, you know, what are you guys looking to do?
Well, we're hoping to conquer the world.
Absolutely.
After that, we want to focus on other brands. I mean, we want to focus on our existing brands, our existing franchisees. The way we're set up internally is each brand has its own president. Each brand has its own operating support group and training group and marketing group. So we never lose focus of our existing franchisees or our existing brands. We're always building those. But if you look at the Service Brands picture, we will be expanding. I can't speak for David, but you know, we're looking to probably expand maybe one concept every 18 to 24 months. We'd like that to remain in the home services category. We probably won't dabble in retail.
Right.
I just think we found a real strong niche here, and we kind of want to mine this vein for a long time.
Right.
So the next goal is to reach $1 billion in total consumer sales. I think we're up around $300 million right now, and we're growing rapidly. We've never grown faster in our history, and all brands are experiencing double-digit growth rates. So,
okay, great.
Things are going well so far.
And all the opportunities are all reasonable investment sizes, so that's always helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to range anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 for a dry clean and ducts, up to somewhere around $110,000 to $150,000 when you talk about Handyman and Molly Maid.
Right, great.
So in the franchise world, I think that's pretty reasonable.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Rob? Is it to go to the website, go to servicebrands.com, or?
Yeah, if people go to servicebrands.com, They will see all of our brands listed there, and so they can click and check us out, and they can request more information. We've got a couple dedicated folks that will talk with people that come in through those websites.
Okay, great.
If you'd like a phone number, I can give that out as
sure.
well.
That would be great.
All right, it's our home office phone number here is 888-700-6177.
That's fantastic. And we have links all over the show page as well, Rob, to, you know, get in touch with it. Molly Mays or Mr. Handyman or 1-800-DRY-CLEANER Ducks. So it's all over there as well. So, you know, our listeners can also easily access those web pages.
Terrific.
But I want to thank you, Rob. You've been a fantastic guest, and we're going to have to eventually have you back, as I still think there's more to talk about with you guys.
Well, I greatly appreciate the opportunity. I think you guys have done a heck of a job with this program, so keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Thank
Rob.
You, Rob.
We'll be talking to you soon, Rob.
Take care, guys.
Great day today. Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Don, it was a great show. Yeah, there's so much to talk about, you know. It's a great franchise, though.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's right about having that niche in service industries, you know, services that people need nationwide. Again, his number is 888-700-6177.
Okay.
Like you said, it's on the website, the show page, and also franchiseinterviews.com.
Absolutely. And they have a really neat corporate culture as well, too. You know, it seems like, as you said, they just a nice bunch of guys at Service Brands, you know. It's
Right.
Really good bunch over there. So great show again, Don. Another great show. Next week we have Garlic Jim's. And, you know, again, for our listeners, go to the website, franchiseinterviews.com. You can get some inside tips on that UFOC agreement. Continue to subscribe to our newsletter if you're just listening for the first time. And, again, I guess we'll see you next week, Don, for another great show.
People go back and listen to some prior interviews.
Absolutely. All the interviews are archived. Absolutely. So you can continue to go back and listen as many times as you like. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fantastic show, Don, and I guess we'll be talking next week.
Okay. Good, Marty. Have a good day.
Thanks, Don. You too. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.